Blog Talk Radio.
You hear me, I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, cool. You getting feedback?
No feedback.
All right, cool. We good to go.
All right, we're on the air now.
If any customer come in, I'm going to just say mute, and then I'm going to mute my phone. And then
we live as we speak.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of the People. This is Jibril Salam, your guest host tonight, and Chinupa Gluha Money of the Strong Heart Warriors Society. We bring the show to you by way of one of our sisters, Leona Bradford Brando, Abraham Brando, who ingratiated us with the virtue of this show so that we as indigenous people can have a platform to talk about some of the issues that concerned us in the here in Indian country and on the different reservations and different urban centers. So this is your show, folks. Thank you for listening in, and thank you for calling in. Our call number is 657-383-1630. Do call in and engage into the conversation. We're going to start our show with a prayer, and we generally end with a song. And so we're going to have a prayer moment here. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يؤتيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فعاوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما يتيما فلا تقهر وعما السائل فلا تنحر وعما بنعمة ربك فحدث. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. حيقنا تبارك يا رب العالمين والإكرام. All right, thank you folks for the opportunity to share prayer with everyone. And last night we were into some very heavy topics. And the main theme of our topic is bringing our people into independence, self-determination, which was once our way here on Turtle Island, as we accepted guests from other nations who came, and we've made agreements with other nations to share our land and share our families and share our wealth and share the nature of things and our understanding with many nations. But as we all know, all those agreements were abrogated, every one of them. So today, our only quest is to reassert our independence and self-determination and to unite our people and create our own covenant and to bring it to the international community of all the other indigenous people of the world so that we stand in solidarity together, one people, one voice from many different nations. Because here on Turtle Island, many, many communities, many villages, many nations, many tribes, and we all spoke indigenous languages. You got Algonquin languages, Sioux languages, Iroquoian languages. These are the different diasporas of language, and all the indigenous languages are languages that were given by the Creator to the different nations of people, which had no corruption in them. But at some point in time, those colonial people who came, colonizers, who were not true people, meaning they didn't tell the truth, they lied, they smoked our pipe. They made agreements. They gave their word but those words were empty. There was no spirit, no soul to those words, just empty words. It turned out to be lies, deceit, and all the ills that you can put on that. Well, these people are still here today, and they still carry this legacy, and they gave it new titles, racism and this and that. But this is an evil. This is a corruption. Once the heart is corrupted, then everything becomes corrupt. The brain becomes corrupt. The body becomes corrupt. His actions become corrupt. His words are corrupt. His whole existence becomes corrupt because he moved further and further away from the truth and further away from his creator and further away from his own nature. And this is a very bad position for anyone to be in, because it makes it bad on others, and it only destroys himself. So we wish for our people to come back to the creator of life, come back to the creator of life, and walk in the good road, the road of things which are good, which are wholesome. Walk in the light of truth and justice and honesty are what we implore to our people. Come back to your true independence. When you came from your mom, no papers came out, no licenses, no privileges, only the understanding that she gave you, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles. And those understandings were true understandings. And those understandings was language, was honesty. And they taught us the things which were good. But as we grew, we were infected with corruption of kufr and shirk, ascribing partners to the creator, taking on the attributes of things which are not wholesome, which are not good, which cause us to have a corrupt soul. People victimized and marginalized the indigenous people all through all the lands of planet of Mother Earth. So until we come back to what is true, come back to what is honest, what is just, get ourselves back in the line of the four directions, in the up and the down, dead center, in balance, in fairness, then we can assert our true position back upon Unchi Machar on Mother Earth, and that's to walk in the light of righteousness, the upright, the just. So hopefully my brother is here with us, Chinupa Gluha Money, who will expound on these subjects and give more understanding to our people of how we can achieve this independence. Chinupa, are you there?
He's not here.
Maybe he hasn't joined us yet.
No.
So, I mean, give them a little bit of understanding of what this independence is about and how we should move on that. I'm going to step away for a second. Go ahead and take over, I mean.
Peace and greetings as a creative bit from those who are listening. And that independence is one that shows that you are not only self-governing, but you're taking full responsibility of your actions and your deeds, and that no one and no thing has control over you. That's what independence is. Self-government is the same, on the same line. It's a saying that my people perish from lack of knowledge. So knowledge is the key and understanding of everything. If you don't have knowledge of anything, you are in total darkness and ignorance of everything. So the key of everything is self-determination and independence, because every nation throughout the world has that autonomy, self-governing. And self-governing and autonomy is that you control, you are the control. The people, the tribes are in control, not those who are in, that those who govern you are in control. You are in control. You tell them what to do. They don't tell you what to do. FCC, everything is switched around. They telling us what to do instead of us telling them what to do. So all of this has to change. We must be strong, unite, and fight against this. That's called oppression. Oppression is worse than death. Because when you're oppressed, means someone has your foot on your neck and you can't breathe, you can't move, you can't do anything. So the thing is that you must get out of this oppression, the people oppressing you with. And that is coming together, unite, and even you have to fight against oppression, fight. So with this said, my people, 501-505-3576. State your name, where you're calling from, and what's your concern.
Hey, this is Oyate. I'm calling from Albuquerque.
Hey, I think welcome aboard, and I'm always glad to hear you.
Yeah. I didn't call in necessarily to contribute anything on that, but maybe later on in the program, maybe when Chinupa comes on or so. Anyway, I was talking with yesterday, Jabril. I was asking him if he would be interested in a bumper song. He said he would, and I told him, well, Chernobyl will have a hard copy of it, a CD, probably next show. But other than that, if Jabril can text me at this number with his email number, I can email him an MP3 of it.
Okay.
And review it. And then, you know, he may not have authority to, you know, make decisions like that. But, you know, whoever is able to do that, maybe he can pass it on to them or, you know, whatever needs to be done.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, I work with Chinupa, you know, I don't know, you know, who am I speaking to?
I mean, I'm the second call me the backup, the person that in case the other two can't come in. So I'll take it.
Okay. All right, good. Anyway, I work with Chinupa. I've been working with him for a long time. And prior to working with Chinupa, you know, I've been working for Independence for Lakota for a long time, since 1973. And in 1991, I organized an effort with the Treaty Council and the chiefs representing Lakota to declare independence, which we did. And been going for it since then. And so I'm a member of the independent Lakota Nation state. And I say state because I don't consider us just an independent nation. I consider us a state, a country. You know, we have territorial boundaries. And if you listen, if you was to read an excerpt from an account way back in 1800s, when United States sent an expedition to Lakota Territory to try to determine who owned the land. They tried to contact, you know, people who had standing, you know, and could give them that information. And they contacted Bear's Rib, a noted, you know, chief or head man in that time. And Bear's Rib told them that we owned the land from the Mississippi up the Yellowstone River and the Flat River over to the Bighorn Mountains. That's our territorial boundaries. And he wasn't willing to give it away. But he, you know, if you look at what he said, he talked to them in very respectful, in peace and even cooperation, willing to cooperate with them. And in the end, they betrayed everything that he was offering. They betrayed him. They betrayed, you know, all the Lakota people. And that's where we stand today. You know, we've still been betrayed by them and deprived of our independence. For this whole period of time, and you know, it's time that we reverse that whole situation. Back to you, Amin.
No, you were so truthful right about everything you're saying. Is that everything? You know, everybody, every Indian and every tribe is a nation within itself, is a state within itself. Because what you say is true. Because if you look at each treaty and each time they signed, you see that you know that the nations that you have status. And you have not only status, you have strong status, but that status is only going to be any good if you stand up, like you say, stand up for it and fight for that status. And just be recognized as a self-governing, self-independent, and self-autonomous nation and state, as you say, a state. Because each country within the United States, they call it within the United States, is a country within itself, which they say. But as you say, our people have been here for centuries and years to come. And once we understand, unite, and have an understanding, as we, as you say, we are a state, and fortify ourselves as a state, and fight as one of a state, then only we can do that. And only we can have that recognition. And if you don't stand up for it, Ain't nobody gonna recognize us if you don't recognize yourself, and if you don't fight for you what you believe in, then who else gonna fight for you? They're not gonna fight for you. So we all gotta stand as one body, but we're different nation and many nations, but we stand as one and unite as one and be strong as that nation, and show that we fear nothing and no one. Only who we fear is the Creator, who created us. Man cannot do no more than what you allow him to do to you. So listen, audience, this is your station. We need your feedback. We need your input. We need everything from you because, you know, this is your station. We need you. Without you, the station cannot exist. So come on, people. Start talking and, you know, start talking. Let us know what you're concerned. Chinupa has not came on yet, Michelle. Chinupa, are you there yet? No, you haven't showed yet. So y'all say, what else do you know? Give us some more of your input. You're a very knowledgeable and wise person, so we need your wisdom. Because a lot of people can be wise and wisdom, but lack understanding. Wisdom and understanding is two different things. You know, if you have no understanding of anything, you have no wisdom or knowledge of anything. So we must have both to guide our people on the right path.
Go ahead. I hear you. Okay. Hey, you know, when I was working with Chief Grass way back in 90s, we used to go to the reservation, around to different reservations, and meet with tribal chairmen and tribal leaders and chiefs. And the tribal chairman, they never would endorse independence. And none of the people that work for tribal government can do that because they're bound by the oath that they take to become a tribal member, and they're beholden to the United States federal government. And so they can never do anything, say anything, or support anything to do with independence. And so it's up to other individuals that aren't associated with the tribal government or the federal government that are basically independent themselves to take that responsibility for the people and carry it forward. And so that's what we're doing. Back to you, Ed.
You know, like, you would think that this board would be lit up and people can voice their concern and their situation, but it's not. It's only you on this board, you and Jabril. And we cannot do anything or help anyone if you do not come on the station and express your concerns, your conditions, what you need. Now, we are here to help you as much as we can, but the problem, the thing is, you can only help a person but so much. We're going to help you, but do you want the help? If you want the help and you need our help, then come on the radio and let us know what we can help you with. But by you just not coming on and just listening, there's nothing we can do for you. Until you come and let us know what is it that you need, what you might need. Now, we this radio station is here for you. It was created for you. But if you do not want to participate in this radio station, there's nothing more we can do for you. You know, but we will. But we're reaching out to you with open arms, you know, and let you know we're here for you and to try to do the best for you. So come on, people. Light this board up and let us know your concerns and what you need.
Yeah, a lot of people might not know what to say even. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe, you know, a suggestion. I don't know if anything about it really, but I do know that Chase Iron Eyes has a radio program and they live stream it on Facebook.
Wow.
Do you think that's a possibility that this you guys with that station could do that? A lot more people will be exposed to it and, you know, contribute to it then.
Mm-hmm. I can't make that decision, but, you know, I can just, you know, put it out there and see what will be, you know, what will be, you know, the results and stuff, you know. So
yeah.
I can see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So now
anyway,
put
it out there.
Okay. As you know, all forms of communication, you know, trying to get the message out, you know, it's real good, you know. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no such thing as a dumb question. You know, whatever question you need to ask. You know, so
right.
Whatever you're concerned, you know. The only dumb question is the question is never asked, you know. So when you ask a question, maybe the same thing that somebody else would be thinking about but afraid to ask. So don't be afraid on the show to ask anything. That's what we're here for, to answer your questions.
Anyway, you know, Jabril and you and Chinupa, the three of you guys are really good. You know, you guys, the things you say, nobody else is saying, and you say it in a really good way.
Okay? We appreciate that.
And And you got a guy like Chase Iron Eyes has this radio program. Well, he covers subjects that are really good, you know, to cover. He's not an independence guy. He's a system guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he can't get into subjects like you guys get into and we've been talking about. He can't do that anymore. But what I know is, like, I could live stream myself right here, sitting here talking to you right now on Facebook.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I don't see why you couldn't do that.
I don't really see why we couldn't do it either. You know? Like I say, I couldn't make that decision. We had to have we have a conversation and see what like I said, it's only you on here, but like I say, with your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, think, you know, it's very good that you're here, you know, and while you're talking, and you get also give other people a better understanding of what they should do, you know, and it's greatly appreciated of you coming on, you know. Independence and self-determination is very important. Autonomy. What does autonomy mean? Autonomy is that you are not only self-governing your nation and your nation, but you know nobody else can come in and tell you what to do. So if you want if you want this to happen, then like I said, we must all come together and they say make your own covenant, go to the UN. Tell them, say, this is what I want. This is going to happen. The ifs, ands, or buts, we have spoken, and this is what we need. You know, so that's the only way you're going to get autonomy, autonomy, independence, and govern yourself. Remember, people, these people does not care about you. They will do everything and anything to annihilate you, humiliate you, put you down. But you understand your ancestors and our ancestors were very proud people who were warriors. We fought. We didn't give them to people. We did not give. In fact, we still not giving them to. We're not giving them to them. We were not weak. We were strong. So we need to come back to that way, being warriors, be strong, and be a proud race of people. Don't let them tell you you're weak. You are not weak. One person can make a difference if they stand up and say, I'm not going to take this no more. You know, come on, you know. So that's what we need to do. We need to be more warriors, less afraid.
Yeah. Well, I can offer a little short bit of history. When I said we were betrayed,
mm-hmm.
We were betrayed. They made the 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty with the Lakota, at the time they were proposing this treaty, none of the warriors were in agreement. They did not want to sign that treaty. And it went on like that for a while. And you know, the people were being starved out. They've killed all the buffalo. They herded people. They were herding people onto the reservation by force of arms.
Right.
And so there was no food, and the people were on the move. There was no firewood because, you know, they were making a railroad, and just one thing after another, the people were in a bad state of affairs. And so, a couple of the chiefs decided for the good of the people to keep them from starving to death and being outright killed by the cavalry, that they would sign this treaty. And one of the provisions of this treaty was that to validate it, it needed 3/4 of the male signatures. Okay, and none of the warriors wanted to sign it. So they went ahead and they were going to have this treaty signing anyway. And they didn't have the input that they needed for three quarters of the signatures. So they brought in a wagon of whiskey, barrels and cases of whiskey. And they handed this out to the Dakota treaty signers. They got drunk all over the place. They were passed out. And these agents of the United States Treaty Signing Commission gathered up the drug these Lakota that were passed out and drug them up to the treaty signing table, stuck a pen in their hand, and signed the signature for them with their X, forging that treaty. That treaty that with the Lakota is not valid. It's not valid, and therefore we're still an independent nation state, just like we always were. And that's why I say we were betrayed by them. And there's documented evidence of this, too. I've seen it. I had it. A reporter commissioned by the United States to document this, produced this. He documented everything that he saw and heard. And there's a document. It's called Dialogue and Description of Events Surrounding the Signing of the 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty. And it describes how this barrel, just a wagon full of barrels of whiskey was brought in, and how they distributed it, and how they drug these people up, these Lakota signers up to the table, put pens in their hands, and forged the treaty because they needed signatures. They needed three-quarters of mailed signatures, which they never did get. And they validated that treaty anyway, according to them. According to me, it's invalid. And in a couple of weeks here, I'm going to be leaving Albuquerque, and I'll be going east. And I will locate that document. And when I do, there can be no question whatsoever that that occurred. Right now, it's just my word, because nobody else has ever seen that document.
Okay.
That document was taken out of public domain in 1972. And as far as I know, I'm the only one alive right now that has seen that document.
As he was trying to say that they was using whiskey and getting ourselves drunk to sign a treaty. Nothing's changed. They're not using whiskey. They're using money. They so-called money to bribe your to bribe the people on the reservation, the tribal government. So still using alcohol, but using money to bribe them, you know. And you must understand that. Are they are your tribal government working for your benefit, or are they working for their benefit? If you don't like them, then my suggestion is for you to band together and kick them out. Get a new one. Or if you then form your own. Because you, remember I keep telling y'all, you are the people. You have the right. You know, you put them in, you take them out. You have that right. You know, you're supposed to tell them what to do. They're supposed to tell you what to do. 918-0762. State your name, your concern, and where you're calling from. Hello? 918-0762. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just got in on the tail end of what he was saying. But it's written in the history books. And if people do the research about those areas of land, under those treaties, the Fort Laramie Treaty, they would understand that the act of how the government was illegal, they were felons. They couldn't even write treaties because of the circumstances of how those lands were obtained by two ways. France illegally sold lands to the United States, and the United States illegally purchased it. That made two entities felons. And later, they, through these Fort Laramie treaties, they say that all these lands were ceded. How does one cede lands if they already claim to own them? So that's right there in the history books. It's right there in the Louisiana Purchase Treaty, the proof of what this country did and what France did. And there's no dispute about that. There's nothing hiding or under a carpet about that. And that's what they need to be called out on. That this, all this land that's in their version of a territory under that Louisiana, it's not theirs till today, and they know that. So that's about all I got to say on that issue, and I'm just going to hang out here and listen to others.
Okay, nice to hear your voice, and thanks for coming on and sharing your idea and your thing. That's the term, listen, audience, that these people have a generation of men, well, how could I put, rotten. Now, I'm saying all of them might not be, but a majority of them is. And they...
I'll jump in there for a second.
Okay.
Can I come in?
Sure you can. Everybody hear you.
This is Jabril again. I just want somebody, I was listening to Oyate and to the sister. And I want you guys to think about something. This United States government, this territorial government, because the municipal just got fried in the bankruptcy, so there's been no continental government who the original agreements were made with back before World War II, 1940s. That government got taken over by the territorial British government, so United States Government, Inc., is a British corporation. There is no more continental U.S. government who the original agreements were signed with in the first place. Therefore, all those treaties are null and void, and this is an illegitimate government corporation that are just stringing everybody along, and the Pope is now paying for everything because they broke. They ain't got no more money. And the only thing they got left is the territorial United States government, which is about done itself, and they are still just running around here perpetrating the fraud. So this ship is sinking, and when it collapses completely, all those little small entities like those tribal governments, they're going to be gone too. So I want all the people to consider and do your own research. You don't take my word for it. Look it up, and if you want to, we can even send you the documentation. Think about independence seriously, because these people are about done, and you can't do wrong but so long before it catch up to you, and it's been caught up to them, because this British territorial government is about done too. So they just stringing everybody along. Think about true independence, true self-determination, and putting yourself in the right frame and the right status on the international platform. Because we are people who we have to bring it to the international platform and address it internationally. Those international treaties, that's what's alive. Those other treaties, they're no more good. They selling them. We just learned the other day that they auctioning them off down there. So I just wanted to inject that in, and I'm going to turn it back over to you guys. Thank you.
There's not a lot of people here, just OT and you and me. That's all. It must be a lot of other people just listening, you know, because the board is not lit up. You know, so like I said, this is your talk station, and this is your radio station, you know. That's why they call the, you know, that's why it's called the voice of indigenous people, you know, to hear your voice, not to have your voice silent, you know. This, you know, the indigenous voice of the people, you know, we cannot, if you silence, we cannot get, listen to your concern and what's bothering you or anything else. So this radio station was created for you. So let's use this and utilize this radio station for its purpose, you know. Like I told you before, like I said before, we're here for you. You know, we come with open arms and to hear your grief, whatever you may have, what's going on on the reservation. And but we cannot, you know, do anything or try to do anything if you're not expressing your concern to us, you know. So come on, get on this station, and let's hear what you have to say. Gabrielle, yeah.
I'm here. This is right there with him.
Okay.
Okay. The UEM is another thing. They used to be under the control of the United States. It was Roosevelt and them who created that and took it away from the League of Nations. Everybody had to turn over and surrender their resources, their money, when this came in. But the United States cannot legally be in that UN because they know the status. They legally know the status that they do not belong in that UN because they are not a country or a nation even by the terms and standards. All they did is they even robbed other countries and led them to believe into the buying in of this UN. Like a fake business investing to this UN. They don't even have any legalities in the UN, and they know that. And that needs to be brought up at the UN, too. And that's all I got to say.
That's good. And also, we must understand that Turtle Island is our nation, is Turtle Island is our nation, is our state. The United States is only a corporation, and they came here and they annexed our nation and our state, you know, and they so what took it by force. But in reality, we still have our self-autonomy, and we still have our self-governance. You know, so reality, this is not the United States. This is our homeland, Turtle Island. This is our ancestral land. This is really not, you know, I'll say they live here. They're only guests, you know. So we must, you know, this is our ancestral land of Turtle Island. And these people here are foreigners as they are our guests. They are a guest. Sometimes they are bad guests, you know, very bad guests. You know, and you know, we as traditional people and Native, you know, and the people of Turtle Island treat, you know, we have treated these people very kindly, very hospitably. What they turn around, they stab us in the back, and they keep on stabbing. And it's a saying that I'm mad as hell, I'm not gonna take this anymore. The question is, are you mad as hell, I'm not gonna take this anymore? Are you gonna stand up and say this is enough, I'm not going, and you're not going to treat me this way anymore? If not, hey, sit back. You're going to be counted in or you're going to be counted out? So which one are you, an in or an out? Back to y'all, people.
You do what you got to do on your own land. Everybody down here's got to realize you can be independent on your own land. You're right. These people come around and try to tell you, tell them, go get F. Go read your history. Get F out of here and go read your history. If I want to build a fire pit on my land, I'm going to build a fire pit on my land. If I'm going to raise some chickens on my land, I'm going to raise some chickens on my land. You don't like that, you go get F. And while you go get answers, go get schooled about your own answers. You got your truth. Your truth is your black and white. Go educate yourself before you come back to me. That's what people need to tell people about where you live, right? When you where you lay your head, where you stand, you want to go hunt? You want to build a fire pit? You want to do this? People try to tell you no? Jump. Get out of here. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm good. You remember that our Turtle Island is our nation state. And think about this, people. What right do they have you? What right, like the, as she was saying, what right do they have to tell you what to do in your own country? Just remember, this is your country. They came over. They came across the waters and sat here, and you letting them dictate to you what you should do, what they should do in your own country. And still you dictating to them what they shouldn't do and what they shouldn't do to you. But yet you letting them put a foot in your neck and letting them put that foot in your neck and let them keep that foot in your neck and keep it on your neck. You're not trying to get it off. They have no, you have a right to tell these people what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, so we out there again. I'm a wounded deep veteran. And, you know, we couldn't do that these days. And even in those days, it wounded me. They had the M50s on the APCs all around there.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I saw them. They had mortars that were calibrated and aimed right towards wounded me. And a lot of people don't know that, but that they was ready to fire those mortars into there. And so, you know, how do we go about, you know, just declaring ourselves independent and, you know, okay, we want this right here, we want to do this right here, and we're taking this back here. And, you know, how do we go about doing that? You know, that's the United States is ruthless. You know, they will use all the force necessary. And, you know, see, we have to figure out a way of doing this. A little story here. One time I was with Russell Means, and we was driving, and then he wanted to stop at this little jewelry store where they sold Indian crafts and gold and stuff. So we stopped there. We went in. There was about me and him and three other guys. We walked in there, and the shopkeeper recognized Russ right away. He said, "Oh, Mr. Means," you know, he came over and shook his hand and then went back behind the counter. And then we walked in over to the counter there. We looked up at the wall, and Russ is looking up there. He goes, "There's a whole bunch of gold necklaces and, you know, all kinds of beadwork and stuff hanging up there." And he said, "All that gold up there," he said, "that's mine." And the shopkeeper kind of acknowledged. He looked at him and kind of nodded his head. And then we were standing in front of that glass case of jewelry, and Russ looked down and he goes, "Let me see that case of rings right there." And so the guy brought him out. Russ looked at him, and he said, he looked over and saw the other case, and he said, "Let me see this other case." The guy brought it out. They were bigger rings. Russ looked at them and then tried about two or three of them on and said, "These are my rings." The guy just shook his head in acknowledgement, didn't say anything, but said, shook his head. And nobody said anything else after that, and we just turned around and walked out. And the guy never did say anything, never did call the police or nothing. And so it was pretty audacious for us to do that, you know, but he did that. And that's like claiming your independence right there, but we can't do that on a large scale. Somehow we managed to get away with that. And I said to Chief Grass, I said, "Man, we should have got our rings." But anyway, that's what Rust did. That was kind of a crazy thing. So anyway, you know, we have to figure out a way to do this without engaging, you know, in a conflict with them.
Yeah.
How to do that, you know. You know, I could make a couple of suggestions, but something needs to be done.
That's why Chinupu is trying to tell all of us, every one of us, that to unite as one voice and go to the UN and express our concern and put a code and sign that covenant, you know. And it don't have to, you know, we don't have to physically battle these people or use them. Is that as one voice, you know, one nation or many nations, and then that would, you know, if they're a strong nation, you heard the term, united we stand, divided we fall. So as a divided nation, we're a fallen nation, but as a united nation, we are strong people. So Chinupu, he's a very strong advocate, and he loves his people, and he's doing the best for his people. My question, y'all, dear, why are y'all out there helping him doing what he got to do? You know, he needs your help. We all need your help. One man, he can, you know, he's out there doing the best he can and as much as he can, but people still need help. Why don't you, you know, he wants us to, you know, go to UN as one nation, but like I said, many nations, and tell these people, you know, and the voice I can find is to the cup. But my thing to y'all out there and whoever listen among the nation of people who listen, let's do this. Don't be afraid of anything. It was a saying, only, you know, don't be afraid. You know, fear is a paralyzing thing. When you're afraid of everything, it's a saying that if you fear the Creator, He makes everything fears you. But you fear man, you fear everything. So if we have our strength and believe in the Creator and we fear nothing but the Creator, many things can be done and many things can happen. But if we fear man, nothing's going to get done because you're too scared of him. So put your fear aside and fear nothing but the Creator. And that's where you get everything accomplished. Back to y'all. So once again, people, listen, audience, this is your station. This is the Indigenous Voice. And you must come on here, and I'm keep expressing and keep saying this over and over and over until we can get the point and understand what it's about. This radio station was created for us and for all who have concerns for what's happening throughout the city, town, state, village, on the reservation. As I keep saying, we cannot do anything about anything, not unless you come on and express your concern and your need. You can talk about it and try to give you some type of resolve, try our best to answer your questions. But we can't do none of these things if you're not engaging with us. So, you know, my question now, Why should we have this radio station if you're not engaging on us? If you're not engaging, if you're not concerned, express your concern, and you not want to talk to us, what good is a radio station if you don't come on and talk? It's only as good as the people come on the radio station and express their concern of what's happening. So, come on, people. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Talk.
Yeah, maybe fear. Anyway, Sister Oyate again. You know, I always said when I was doing things, kind of like declaring independence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong if you're doing right. You know, and so, and what I think on you know, with the, you guys' idea of, like, I know Chinupa brought up the idea a long time ago about the covenant, getting this covenant together. And, you know, all it requires is a few people representing your people,
right,
your area, whatever, your tribe, your band or whatever. It needs one or two people from each one, because you're not going to have, like, outright support, you know, people signing a petition, people, you know, mobbing up and you know, in support of you, in mass mob, you know, of people. This is not going to happen. But if you are doing right, go ahead and do it, because you're representing all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only going to be a few people that, you know, like tribal government, tribal chairman, and, you know, tribal people that are going to be opposed to you. Because they have to be. They can't, you know, they can't be supporting you. There are going to be a few people that are opposed to you. And so, you know, you're going to be kind of working with the opposition being vocal. And the ones that aren't vocal, all the others that aren't saying anything, they're going to be your supporters. Those are the people you're going to be representing. And so what you need to do is you need to just go forward with whatever people you got, make your presentation to whoever you need to make it, to the United Nations, the State Department, whoever. And just keep on pushing it forward, because you're representing all these people that, you know, aren't vocal. You know, they're not, they're just not going to, you know, Native people aren't going to be that way, you know, making mass demonstrations, you know, against mm-hmm. Israel and whatever, you know, they aren't going to do that. To be, you know, confident in the fact that you're representing a lot of people, the majority of the people. You just need to go ahead and do what's best for the people. Forget about opposition, you know, coming at you and whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you just got to go ahead. And so that's my suggestion, is just everybody go ahead. Get your few people together and your representatives and move forward.
And that's a very good suggestion. It's 7:59 at the top. So, you know, sometimes, what you think, sometimes you have to, you can't always say the many. Sometimes you have to say the fruit, and the fruit becomes the many, you know. So it might have to sometimes be that way, you know. And, you know, so you can only save, you know, you can only save those who want to be saved, you know. And sometimes, we have to go ahead and tell the people, talk to the people, and trying to get the people to understand what's happening. And so sometimes people don't have that understanding and lack of knowledge of where they may be. And so if we get out to understand the knowledge to them, hopefully, you know, they can do much better than for themselves. And I can say one person can do a lot. One person make a difference. Mm-hmm. No matter how old you are, how young you are, if you want to make a difference, a change, you know, you can change somebody else's life, and you can do other things to people, it does make a difference. Never let nobody tell you that you cannot make a change and you do not make a difference. You do. You count. Everybody counts, no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, like tribal chairman, tribal government people, you know, they have a necessary place right now also. And but I think that secretly they support independence. You know, they can't come out and be vocal about it, but I think secretly inside they support it, and they probably wish they could be part of it, but they can't. You know, you just have to go forward, and there's going to be a few that are going to be like really opposed to it, but you can't let that deter you. You just got to keep going forward.
Yeah, so true. The creator everybody with a heart, and those who have a heart and compassionate and love other people, a lot of people know, once you have a heart and compassion for other people, you're going to want to do what is right. But if you have a dark heart, then you're going to always turn to what is wrong. If you have a compassionate heart, a passionate soul, and you know what to do, and you know within yourself what is right and what is wrong, and you're always going, like you said, you're going to turn to the right and do what is right. But if you have a dark heart, nothing can enter the dark heart but darkness. So our goal is not to have a dark heart, but a loving heart, and help others on the way into their journey, and give them, let them seek their knowledge, and let them know that we're here for them, But we can only be here for you if you want us to help you. You cannot help those who do not help.
Yeah. I was saying that, secretly some people want to support it and be part of it and everything. And one example of that is like this. I was speaking one time. I was invited to speak one time at St. Agleska College at Pine Ridge. And there was a lot of elders there from the community, from Pine Ridge and the surrounding area. And I introduced, the idea of independence there at this forum. It was a public forum. And Chief Oliver Redclaw was there in the audience. And I made my, presentation. And he never said a word of opposition or anything, but he didn't oppose it. And so it was kind of a thing of like, secretly he wanted to probably support it, All right, go for it and whatever. Well, it was like some months later, me and Chief Grass was invited to speak at the Fort Laramie Treaty commemoration. And so we went there and pulled into the parking lot, and it just happened that Chief Red Cloud pulled in at the same time. We got out of our car and I walked around back, and he parked a few cars down. And I stopped, and he was unloading his car. And I said, I'll give you a hand, because he had a bunch of stuff, his staff and his shield and a briefcase and a war bonnet, all kinds of stuff. So I'll give you a hand. He said, okay, here. I was carrying some stuff, walking with him. We was heading toward the tent where the thing was going to be going on, and we were walking, and he was talking, and he said, I'm getting old now, getting too old to do this. He said, you're going to have to take over. And what he meant by that was keep the independence thing going. And I didn't say, okay, I will, or anything we just kept walking. And he was sincere about what he said, he wasn't joking or anything like that. And so that's why I say secretly people are supporting it and wanting you to keep going forward with this, like he was.
And the Nupa, he's, you know, to me, he's a very strong and truthful individual and tell you nothing but the truth, you know. And what it is that I consider a great honor. I consider a great honor to, for me to consider him as my brother. And, you know, he taught me a lot, and he still is teaching me a lot. We all know one day that the great mystery of the Creator is going to take us all back to him. And my question to y'all, the listeners, is that I wish nothing but the best for Tanuva. But we all know it's one day we're going to go. But who's out there when the great mystery going to take up their banner? Will they people care like he cares for his people, to love his people, to do things for their people? So I'm just putting it out there. Who's going to take up that space when he's no longer with us? That's just a question.
It won't be me. I'm 78. Well, I'm sure there's somebody.
Yeah, hopefully.
We just got to keep trying to influence them, you know.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Right. We're coming. This is so bad. Vehicle. No, y'all, no, like I said, it's just, you know, a lot of people not responding to the radio station. But hey, I just hope they're listening, and I hope that we are concerned what we're saying to y'all, that you get, you know, get the message that, you know, it's just, you know, get the message that we do want you to come in. You know, like next week, you know, if you have any concerns about, you know, your reservation, the city, whatever you may be at, you know, let us know. That's what this radio station is for. It's your radio station. You know, it was created for y'all, for us. You know, that's why they call it Indigenous Voice, you know. We're indigenous to the land of Turtle Island, you know. We should be, you know, we should be proud of that. Of the indigenous people's mind, you know, not scared of it, and wear it with honor, you know. And no, somebody tell you that, they say, hey, be proud of who you are. Never always be proud of who you are, you know.
And so, yeah, again, before we leave, be sure and have Jabril send me his. Text me his email address, and I'll send him that MP3. And I think it's really appropriate for this show. Anyway, I'm offering it to him, like I told him yesterday. And you know, he can listen to it, and whoever makes decisions can make the decision or not.
This is Rachel. Can I suggest something?
Like I say, this is the radio station. You know, whatever you feel like you want to say, say it. No problem.
Okay, this is Rachel again. If anybody wants to go and create this independent society of people that want to get away from all this, I say, yes, form that society where everybody, all the Native people who are done with all this BS, and let's go somewhere, and let's find some unoccupied land at the moment, and do a reversed doctrine discovery on them, and tell the government, well, this is trust land. Well, oh, okay, so nobody lives here, right? Nope. Then I'm staking this land. I'm a settler now. I'm staking this land because it's unclaimed. And I'm using reversed doctrine of discovery back on my own lands. Bye. Become the new singers in your own country. Use your own shit. Become the new settlers in your own country, like they pulled on us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, like I said, it's one thing, you can never be a guest on your own land. You know, that's what they seem like they kind of tell us. We're a guest on our own land. Yeah, and that's kind of backwards. I feel it's kind of backwards. If your generation was here, you know, people was here years and years, but yet somebody came and annexed your territory and say you're a guest, no, that doesn't work like that. You know, you're still original owner of your land. Regardless of what they say.
You are original owner in your own land, but you got to use their language and the way they presented themselves when they came in on our land. You got to use it in reverse.
Yeah, you can, but they already know what, like you said, but they already know who's who and what is what. And, you know, you can use their language, but you want, but it's not, you know, no, it's not really, I don't think it's really a difference. Like I said, they already know who you are, what you are, and they know where you are. It just matters
that
you had to with a strong conviction and dedication to stand up and let them know that this is my land, this is who I am, and this is where I am, and my people will say before you, and you cannot make me guess on my land. I'm taking
it
back.
That's right, but when you want to give them back a little dose of their sarcastic stuff when they did their unclaimed theory, their settlement, their doctrine of discovery, you just give it back to them. We already know this is our land. But I'm going to say to them, I'm going to use back what you people said. I'm just being sarcastic with them. I already know this is our land.
Can y'all start to hear me? Okay. It's 8:14, and we don't really have that much time to really sit, but we have enough time for other people to come on and talk and, you know, express their concern and what's on their mind, what's in their heart, and what's on their tongue. You know, so he's saying this, you know. So come on, people. Let's do this, you know. Join the conversation, you know. Just not let us three be talking and dominate the conversation. Put your input into it. What you got to say, you know. We welcome you. We welcome all comments, fun, you know. So, you know.
Yeah, so you got to again. Well, you know, I think the only way to do it, secure some kind of independence, is to get this envoy together, a delegation, and take concern to the United Nations and the International Court of Justice.
Right.
And take it to the UNPO. And whoever, you know, else, you got to go to the State Department to make yourself known. You know, one time I asked Russell Means, I said, what do you think about independence? How to go about this and whatever? And he goes, I'm gonna declare independence on my own land down on Pine Ridge, which he did do. So I guess he's got his own independence down there. Boundary and whatever, and then him and Chinupa, you know, took that withdrawal from treaties to the State Department. And Russ declared the Lakota area, the entire treaty area boundary, to be the Republic of Lakota. Okay, well, that didn't work. So, you know, we got to do this in a diplomatic fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And with a delegation and a covenant and whatever else you need. You know, take it all, make your presentation, and keep doing it. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. People who are listening, that listen very carefully. Everything is possible. No matter what it is, everything possible. It just, you have to make it happen for it to be possible. But if you sit back, and straddle on the fence, nothing's gonna happen. He's gonna be spitting on his fence until rats fall off of it. So everything is possible. Let's make it happen. Let's do what our brother Chinook was telling us to do. We want to go to the UN for delegation, sign on covenant, and be a voice as one. We can do it. It's possible. But it can be impossible if you don't do it.
When do people want to plan to do this?
No, that's a million-dollar question. That is the question. Yeah, and that's the question that we all need to, you know, think about.
We shouldn't have to make an appointment at the UN. The Native people are automatically a member to that UN because it was our land. We shouldn't have to make no appointments. We should be able to walk in there and state our case. We are the original representation of what they call the United States. We shouldn't have to make appointments and all that crap to go in to present our case.
I think Chinook's got that down. You know, he just needs to get the people together.
We just want the people as one nation. Like I say, but we as many nations, many people, I know, but we want to go as one nation and one voice. If we can do that, hey, like I say, everything is possible if we can do that. And that's what he wants us to do, you know. He keep telling us over and over and over again, let's do this. But for some strange, I don't know why the people don't want to do it. I keep saying, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And fear can be a very paralyzing thing. But I keep telling you, fears do not fear anything with the Creator. Do not fear man. But, you know, person can only do what you allow him to make them do. And, you know, so if you don't fear anything, you know, then you have the upper hand. One thing I can say about us, I'm a Muslim. We don't wish for death, but we don't fear death. We fear nothing but our Creator, you know. So, you know, we don't cause trouble or challenge trouble. But if it comes our way, we can handle the situation. So that's why I'm saying with us, as the Native people throughout the land of Turtle Island, we don't fear nobody but the Creator, and we can handle our business as one, but with many nations. So it's 8:20, and we have about 20 more minutes to go before the show is over with. So those who are on the show are greatly appreciated. Oh, go ahead, Lee.
Oh, okay. It's your brother again. I wanted to get Oyate's phone number so I can call him after the show, get his email and stuff.
He's on the show. He wants to do the same thing.
Oyate, can you give me your phone number, Oyate?
Yeah,
Okay, I'm not sure. This is my wife's phone, and my phone number, you can call me on it. It's
505-225-6236. 6236. Okay, 505-225-6236.
Yeah. And I can only get text messages there on that phone on the Messenger app. Messages doesn't come through. Messenger, yeah.
Now, is that Facebook Messenger or the text message messenger?
I think it's Facebook.
Okay, and your name on there is how you spell it?
My name on the
message.
Text message.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that name on there is. Just go to Oyate, Oyhe.
O Y
A
A
T E.
T E Oyate, Ota, O T T A.
O T A.
O T A.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna look that up on there and send you a friend request, try to get the message over to you. So I can give you my email and then you have my message.
Yeah.
Because I got one of those messenger pages.
Yeah.
So we can communicate
if we don't get
back
through on. Yeah, if we don't get through on text message, call me.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another caller.
Okay, let the other caller come in.
I 505. I think somebody else. 0162. Somebody just. Who's that? Somebody just. Okay. They must have dropped the call. That's you again.
This is Oyate's wife.
Okay.
Geraldine.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just come in on the line to listen.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, mostly it was Oyate and Amin. They were chopping it up quite a bit, and I was in and out. I'm at the store, and a lot of customers coming in and out, so I've been basically listening as I can, and it's been very interesting. They had some good discussion. Yeah, so Oyate bring a lot of wisdom to the table. Yeah, I like listening to Oyate. He got a whole different, very smooth, real subtle voice and good wisdom, you know. So I appreciate that, Oyate. Thank you so much. And, you know, like you say, you know, there's only a few of us, you know, in this struggle of the independence. And a lot of people, I think, want to be independent, but a lot of it is fear and a lot of it is afraid to let go of what's been established. It's like myself. They tell, you know, they won't give me no stimulus. They won't give me anything. Why? Because I severed that umbilical cord, you know, and I declared my independence and I put it on the county record, on the state record, on the international record with the international court, that I am independent and that, you know, self-determined. And I make my own governance. I'm unincorporated. And I'm my own authority. I have my own driver's license, my own passport. I make my own way. I stand on my own 2 feet. My mom told me that all the days of my life. Stand up, boy. Stand on your own 2 feet. Even leaning on the wall. Get off the wall. Stand up straight. You know, so internet was a very valuable lesson that I didn't really realize the magnitude of it when she told me to stand on your own 2 feet, be your own man, and take what you got and make what you need. The Creator gave you everything you need, and I fortified and gave you all that I could teach you. Now go forward in the world, make family, raise your kids in righteousness, and all those lessons Mom gave me, and Grandma and great grandma. I was very fortunate to, and those aunties and uncles and so forth who've been instrumental in my life, brothers like Chinupa, my older brothers, some of my younger brothers, my cousins, and so many relatives across Turtle Islands from different reservations. All those wisdoms made me to be who I am. Even others, people from other lands, other countries, those elders taught me so much, so much, and I appreciate all those lessons because it taught me one thing. Be your own. When I came from Mom, I was my own. And when I go back in that grave by myself, I'm going to be on my own. So I might as well know how to live on my own and help to free my people so that they can realize, too, that we are independent. We're only beholden to the one who gave us life. And we have to be responsible for ourselves, our family, and all of our relatives, all our relations. So we as a man is supposed to be a provider and protector and maintainer of himself, his family, his neighbors, his whole community, the entire world. We as a man took on that responsibility from our Creator. And he created us for a purpose. And that purpose is not just to eat, sleep, party, and play. It's to be responsible for the whole of it. And what is the whole of it? For the functioning of the nature of the humankind, of the family, you know. And in this, that's the independence. Not being dictated to on every turn. And unfortunately, the European people, they have this false doctrine that they have lived by for so many hundreds of years. And it has destroyed them. It has destroyed their moral fiber and their moral compass. So everything they do is corrupt out of greed for what? The things that belong to Mother Earth that she's going to reclaim. They have to die and leave it. You call it my house, my car, my money, my military, my government, my this, my that. But you too going to leave it. And then someone else is going to claim it. The only thing you take with you when you leave here is what you did, your actions, your deeds, your intentions. That's it. And you'll be judged according to that, what you did. You'll be paid according to what you did. Even today, if you do no work, you get no pay. If you get up and you do something, you reap some benefit. If you're thirsty, you have to make some motion to get to a drink of water. Even if it's just walking to the sink or going to the bottle, to the shelf and pick up the bottle, you've got to make some type of sacrifice to gain some benefit.
Jabril.
So, yes.
We're close with song. We have less than 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. And come again next week, folks, Indigenous Voices of the People. This has been Jabril. We'll sing a small song and we'll close out. Okay, just a short version, folks. We're about out of time. Thank you for joining us, Indigenous Voices of People. And call us again next week. Call in. This is your show. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Oyate. And thank you, sisters, for calling in and joining us and supporting this movement of independence and self-determination. God bless and have a good week. And we'll see you guys next week, same time. I hope.
Hona.
How do you close it out? Oh.